Well, I wonder about this Gillian Triggs, how she keeps a job. I've got no idea, this human rights commissioner. I wonder where Triggs and the rest of the asylum seeker cheer squad are today. They've taken every possible opportunity to bang on about the plight of children in immigration detention. Early this year, they jumped on the baby Asher story and false allegations of sexual abuse perpetrated on a boy held at Nauru. They have tirelessly pointed the finger at the Abbott government and then the Turnbull government, never at Labor, over the issue of children in immigration detention. Well, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton is a tough cookie. Released statistics yesterday. There are now no children held in immigration detention centres on the Australian mainland. None. The last child held in mainland detention was released into the community from a Darwin facility at 7 o'clock on Friday, PM. There are still, you'll hear them bang on, 50 children at the immigration detention centre on Nauru, but they are able to move about the island freely and attend local schools. Some even live outside the Nauru detention centre with their families. Now, the hypocrisy of the left, and indeed the media, Burnside and co, in all of this is breathtaking. There were about 8,000 children in immigration detention when Tony Abbott became Prime Minister. Not a squeak from Gillian Triggs or the Greens when Labor was in power. But once Abbott got into government, the bleating began. These people today should be congratulating Peter Dutton and the Turnbull government and the Abbott government for the outstanding success of coalition border control policies. But they'd be too big a hypocrites to open their mouth today.